Well, hello and welcome to a look at two events this week as far as betting on tournament golf is concerned. The Dubai Desert Classic in the Middle East and the Farmers Insurance Open is the PGA Tour event this week. We'll be putting under scrutiny in just a few moments. Looking back at last week, I suppose close but no cigar. I thought Scotty Scheffler was going to get the job for us done on the PGA Tour event or at the PGA Tour event. He eventually went close at $29, but it wasn't enough to get the chocolate, so to speak. But let's see what we can do this week. We'll start first in the Middle East, the Dubai Desert Classic, a long-standing event now on the European Tour. Tommy Fleetwood will start as the favourite. He's been 16th and 6th in his last two times to this event. He was 2nd in Abu Dhabi last week. In his first start in something like 6 weeks, he was 2nd in Dubai prior to that, and he did win the Nedbank tournament. So his form overall of late has been outstanding. He has a reasonable record on this golf course. Tommy Fleetwood, he will start the favourite, but he'll be starting at around about $8 or $9 is the Englishman. Some of the other players, there are plenty of good players in this field, but we have to draw the line somewhere. We're going to try and find a little bit of value for you. Sergio Garcia is at $21. He was what I thought was an impressive 8th in Abu Dhabi last week, his first tournament for quite a while. He did win here 3 years ago. He was 3rd last year, so this is a layout and a tournament that he really enjoys, Sergio Garcia. And after that very impressive 8th place last week in Abu Dhabi, then I think he's got to be a reasonable chance at $21. Henrik Stenson's at $19. 2 starts ago, he won that tournament of Tigers, the Hero event. He was 23rd in Singapore at his next start. He's had many good finishes here, including a win, Henrik Stenson. It may well be that he steps up to the mark this weekend at $19. I think those are reasonably good odds for the Swede. Rafa Cabrera Bello is at $31. He's been a previous winner. He's been a runner-up also. He's had several other good finishes in addition to those two very good finishes. He missed only 2 cuts in 12 months since, funnily enough, missing the cut here last year. But he was 12th last week. He's in reasonably good form. And I think given his form on the golf course, Rafa Cabrera Bello, at $31, he's certainly well worth a look at. Jason Scrivener is at $81. I know that's a bit of a long shot to some extent, but he did finish last season off very well, or last year off very well, to record his best season ever on the European Tour. He was admittedly 59th in Abu Dhabi after withdrawing from the Australian PGA Championship. So not a particularly strong start at Abu Dhabi, but we'll forgive him that. He did make the cut and made the weekend and got through 4 rounds, so he'll be just that much better for the run. And given the fact that he's been 7th and 6th here in his last 2 starts, Jason Scrivener, I think at $81, I know he hasn't won on the European Tour yet, but look, he is a very, very fine player. And at some stage, those platforms that he's been building for himself will result in a win for Jason Scrivener from Western Australia. So quickly through those players again, Tommy Fleetwood at $8. Sergio Garcia at $21, Henrik Stenson at $19, Rafa Cabrera Bello at $31, and Jason Scrivener at $81 for a bit of speculative betting there at the Dubai Desert Classic. Well, let's head across to the west coast of the United States. This event, the Farmers Insurance Open, being played at the famed Torrey Pines layout. Of course, a layout and a venue that's been dominated by Tiger Woods over the last 20 years or so. He's won this tournament 7 times. He also won the US Open here back in 2008. He hasn't played since the President's Cup, but neither have several others here. He's been in great form when he has played of late. Of course, played well at the President's Cup. He won the Zozo tournament in Japan. He was 4th at the Hero. He's got an unbelievable record here. As I said, he's a 7-time winner. At $11, he's got to be a consideration, that's for sure. Whether he's going to be primed and ready for a winning appearance remains to be seen, but he's often turned up at this tournament, certainly in a slightly different era. He's turned up at this tournament after a lengthy break and won, so it'll be very intriguing to see how Tiger Woods performs this week on one of his favourite venues on the PGA Tour. Rory McIlroy will probably start the favourite, however. His only start here has been when he finished 5th last year. He's had a long break from tournament golf, admittedly, but was playing very well towards the end of last year, and Rory McIlroy at $7 deserves to start the favourite, perhaps just ahead of John Rahm, who won this event in 2017. He was 5th last year. He was 10th at his only start of the year at the Tournament of Champions 2 or 3 weeks ago, John Rahm. So those are reasonably good credentials. So he's at $9. is the Spanish golfer John Rahm. Justin Rose is at $17. He is the defending champion here. He was also 8th in 2018 and 6th in 2017, and he did finish 2nd at Singapore. Admittedly, a lot weaker field in Singapore just last week. But he's I guess that gives an indication that he's ready to contend at a fairly high level, Justin Rose. And given the fact that he's got a good record here, including the fact that he is the defending champion, at $17, I think those are pretty good odds. Looking at some of the other players at slightly longer odds, trying to find a bit of value. We talked about Scottie Scheffler last week. He's had 3 top fives in his last 4 starts in his rookie season on the PGA Tour. Admittedly, it's his first time in this event, and that is a bit of a concern, I suppose, but he's been first up in many events lately and done very, very well. At some stage, this man is going to break through and win on the PGA Tour. And if it was this week, it wouldn't at all surprise me. He's at $34. Ryan Palmer is in very, very good form at the moment. He was 4th last week, and he was 2nd here in 2018 and 13th last year. He's at $51, Ryan Palmer, and I think the fact that he's in such good form and of late, I think suggests that they might be odds worth a look at for sure, Ryan Palmer from Texas. Taylor Gooch, we mentioned him last week. He ended up finishing 17th, but he gave us a sight on occasions, I suppose. He was 3rd in this event last year, interestingly enough, Taylor Gooch. He was 17th last week, as I said. He's a fine young player yet to win on the PGA Tour, admittedly. He also played well in 2018 before a 4 last round in this event. So he's done well when he's played this event, as I said, 3rd last year. And I think at $126, Taylor Gooch may be worth a speculative bet. Amongst the Australians, there's quite a few lining up here. Mark Leishman, he's been twice runner-up at this venue. It's obviously a golf course. Well, there are 2 golf courses here, the North and South Golf Course. They play the North Golf Course just the once on either Thursday or Friday before they revert to the North Course, the South Course, excuse me, the longer of the 2 courses for the weekend. He had a solid week in Hawaii, Mark Leishman, but nothing special, but a nice start to the year, you might say. And given the fact that he's been twice runner-up, then he's got some sort of a chance of being in the mix, Mark Leishman. And Jason Day, a former winner of this event, he hasn't played for something like 2 months. And in fact, he missed the cut when he last played. That was at the Mayakoba Classic in Mexico. So there's a bit of a concern about Jason Day's preparedness for a first-up start at this tournament. But he is a former winner here. He won a World Junior Championship here. This is a venue that obviously suits his game. But whether or not he is ready to play well remains to be seen. So through some of those more fancied players, Rory McIlroy at $7, John Rahm at $9, Justin Rose at $17, Tiger Woods at $11, Scottie Scheffler at $34, Ryan Palmer at $51, and for a real long shot, Taylor Gooch at $126. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.